Welcome to Utah Skies. This last week of April will bring a couple of astronomical events that will be worth watching. The first one of these will be the Lyrid meteor shower. The Lyrids is one of the oldest meteor showers and is named after the constellation Lyra. Look to the east for the bright star Vega to have the best possible viewing during the week. The other event to watch for is the second of four supermoons to happen this year. This one will take place on April 27th. While the Farmer's Almanac gives this full moon the name of the Pink Moon, it will not really look pink. This name is given to the moon as it coincides with the arrival of the springtime blooms of certain pink wildflowers located in the eastern parts of North America. While it would be more interesting to see a pink-colored moon, expect to see the usual golden color of the rising moon on the eastern horizon. The moon is designated as a supermoon as its location in the sky will make it appear approximately 14% larger than a normal full moon and can appear to be 25% brighter. Due to the fact that the orbital path of the moon is elliptical, the supermoons occur when the moon is at a location where it is closest to the Earth, known as perigee. At this point in the moon's orbit, the moon is approximately 50,000 kilometers or 31,000 miles closer to the Earth than normal. For the Cache Valley Astronomical Society, this is Bruce Horrocks. Our website is cvas-utahskies.org.